sky.co.uk, on DAB Digital Radio, on Sky Channel 0146, and on 105 to 106 FM.
At 1 o'clock, we reveal some Welsh veterans are turning to drugs to combat mental health problems. It's day two of our special investigation.
Since I came out of the army, things just went downhill for me.
Worldwide assessments show Welsh schools are underperforming, plus Take That fans have another chance to see the boys. I'm Paula Hughes. We can reveal that some armed forces veterans in Wales are turning to drugs as they struggle to cope with mental illness. In a moment, we'll hear from a forces charity, but first...
Real Radio.
Story of one former soldier from Aberdare who was discharged from the army 10 years ago after he was injured in a parachute accident which killed his friend. Since then, he's been diagnosed with chronic post-traumatic stress disorder, something which he says led him into a drug addiction.
We've all since struggled, like, all the boys now are out of the army, and since I came out of the army, things just went downhill for me. I couldn't get no sleep, and with the flashbacks and that didn't help at all. The flashbacks, and when they were keeping me awake all the time, I'd stay awake, and then if I went asleep for an hour, I'd wake up and I'd be soaking wet, and the quilt would be soaking wet. I was having painkillers for my hip, and I started self-medicating painkillers to myself because the ones I was having weren't strong enough. And a friend who was with me, who was on physio with me, he got me the painkillers, and it went from there then, and I was... well, addicted to painkillers, like, and it went from there then.
That's a former soldier who didn't want to be named, talking about how he's fallen into drugs to cope with post-traumatic stress disorder. Now, Forces charity Combat Stress says it takes an average of 14 years for former soldiers to seek help for mental problems. Robert Marsh is from the group.
Warfare is horrible, brutal, dangerous, frightening, and it's no surprise that some people unravel having had that experience, but it's very important that we as a nation and as a charity are able to offer the right care for these veterans when they do seek help.
Now, we've asked the MOD for reaction to this. A statement tells us that the MOD operates a range of measures to tackle these issues among the armed forces, saying there are 15 military departments of community mental health across the UK. You can read the full statement on our website at realradio.co.uk.
Real Radio.